The readings for the fifth Sunday after Pentecost. The epistle is taken from the first epistle of St. Peter. Dearly beloved, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, being lovers of the brotherhood, merciful, modest, humble, not rendering evil for evil, nor railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing. For unto this you are called, that you may inherit a blessing. For he that will have life will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let them decline from evil and do good. Let him seek after peace and pursue it, because the eyes of the Lord are upon the just, and his ears unto their prayers. But the countenance of the Lord upon them that do evil things. And who is he that can hurt you if you be zealous of good? But if also you suffer anything for justice's sake, blessed are ye. And be not afraid of their fear, and be not troubled, but sanctify the Lord Christ in your hearts. Please stand for today's gospel, which is taken from that of St. Matthew. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, "Unless your justice abound more than that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to them of old, 'Thou shalt not kill,' and whoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, 'Raca,' shall be in danger of the council. And whosoever shall say, 'Thou fool,' shall be in danger of hellfire. If therefore thou bring thy gift at the altar, and there thou remember that thy brother hath anything against thee, leave there thy offering before the altar, and go first to be reconciled to thy brother, and then coming, thou shalt offer thy gift." Thus are the words of today's gospel. Please be seated. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You serpents, generation of vipers, how will you flee from the judgment of hell? What if our Lord said these words to us? These are the words he addressed to the Pharisees. And he addressed these harsh words to them, so contrary to his gentle way, because of their wickedness. He tells us in today's gospel that our justice has to abound more than the scribes and the Pharisees. And if it doesn't, then we will not enter into heaven. We would be deserving of these same harsh rebukes of our Lord to be called serpents, to be said that we're worthy of hell. We would deserve these remonstrances of our Lord if our justice didn't exceed that of the Pharisees. What our Lord means by justice is the observance of the law. The Pharisees, in their observance of the law, failed. And that might surprise you at first, because we look at them and we see that they're very minute in all the details. They thoroughly clean the outside of the cup. They tithe on mint and anise, these little herbs. They're paying tithes even on those little things. But our Lord still says to them, "Woe to you, hypocrites." And that's because in their observance of the law and their justice, they failed. Because they missed the spirit. They followed the letter to the minutest detail, and they completely missed the spirit. So outwardly they looked very good. They looked just. But inwardly they were rotten. And that's what our Lord tells them. "You're like whited sepulchres, on the outside very beautiful, but on the inside filled with dead men's bones." And so we must make sure that our observance of the law, as our Lord tells us, goes above what the Pharisees did. And he gives us a very specific example today in the gospel in regard to the fifth commandment, "Thou shalt not kill." The imperfect understanding of this commandment would simply have us do that, to refrain from these serious violations of the fifth commandment, to murder someone. But our Lord, he wants us to go deeper than this. And he shows us that by saying, not only they who murder, but also they who are even angry have this internal sin of anger, they're worthy of judgment. And by judgment, he means the Jewish council. And then he goes a step further and he says, those who say raka to their neighbor are worthy of the highest Jewish council, the Sanhedrin. Raka is a Hebrew word, and it's a word used to express contempt. It comes from the Hebrew word, some commentators say, it comes from the Hebrew word spittle. So it's as though you're saying, you're as nothing to me, you're as little as spittle. And then our Lord goes even further and he says, if you say thou fool, which is a harsh insult, this contempt, hatred expressed in words towards one's neighbor, this mortal sin is worthy of hellfire. So our Lord, in teaching us this, he is showing us that we have to go deeper, deeper than just these externals of thou shalt not kill, but to go to the very root. Where do murders come from? They come from angry words, from hateful words. And where do hateful words come from? They come from a hateful heart. That's where we have to go. Our Lord wants us to go that deep, to go to our internal thoughts and desires, and to cleanse those, to penetrate to the very source of the wickedness, and to fix it at its source. Let us take an analogy. What if you found that your water was poisoned? You would start looking at where the source of the poison was. Maybe all you need to do is clean the glass out. Maybe there's something in the glass. Maybe it was something in the faucet or in the water lines. Or maybe it was in the well. You have to go all the way back to the source to find where that poison's coming from and fix it there. It would do no good to wash out the glass if the well was poisoned. And it's the same with our soul. Our Lord wants to go deep, wants us to go deep and to fix the poison at its root. And this is why he tells us in another place, in fact, when he's speaking to the Pharisees, he says, first make clean the inside of the cup, that the outside may become clean. Look to the inside, look to those thoughts and desires of your heart, and make those clean. And if you fix that, then the outward works will become clean. So by cleansing the outward side, out the inside of the cup, our Lord is talking about our heart. He made this very clear on another occasion, again speaking to the Pharisees. These Pharisees, they started blaspheming him. These hateful words, these blasphemies against our Lord, they said, you cast out devils by Beelzebub, the prince of devils. And our Lord tells them, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. These evil words you're saying against me, they come from a very evil heart. Because out of the heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. He is comparing our hearts there to a treasury where we amass these thoughts. And what overflows out of them is what comes out of our mouth. If our hearts are filled with goodness and kindness and mercy, that's going to come out of our mouths. On the other hand, our hearts are filled with evil and malice, hatred and envy. That's what's going to come out of our mouth. Out of the mouth, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. It might be a good litmus test for us. What are my words? If they're evil, its source is in my heart. Those come from an evil heart. If they're good, that comes from my heart as well. We can look to St. Peter in the epistle today to help us, because we want to cleanse the heart. We want to clean the inside of the cup to make our hearts good so that what comes from our hearts will be good. And St. Peter, he says exactly what our Lord tells us. He says, let us refrain our tongues from evil and our lips that they speak no guile. But if you look into the epistle, you can see these different elements he gives us to help us to cleanse our hearts, to have these good thoughts in our hearts. And one of them is compassion. Just compassion and mercy. We often get very upset with our neighbors. We say things we shouldn't say because we're rashly judging them. We're suspicious of them. And we need to replace that with just some compassion and some mercy. We have to be indulgent towards their weakness. Like St. Paul says, who is weak and I'm not weak? We have to realize, just as we have our faults, others do too. And we need to find excuses for them. Give them the benefit of that, benefit of the doubt. That's what we expect others to do for us. That's what we hope they do for us. And in fact, our Lord tells us that. He says, judge not that you may not be judged. He wants us to be compassionate and merciful in our hearts with others. And if we do that, then we will receive that same compassion from them and ultimately from Him. So that's one remedy. It's just to have some compassion in your heart when you see the weaknesses and those things that bother you in others. Another thing would be humility. A little dose of humility in one's heart will go a long way. How are we any better than the person next to us? Our evil words often come from a lack of humility. We think that somehow we're better than them. But God's judgment isn't the same as ours, and we need to realize that. Maybe God really loves this person. In fact, certainly God loves this person. I knew of a seminarian who was making jokes about the oddities of others, evil words. And one of the good brothers who's listening told him, well, maybe God loves the odd ones. And what he was pointing out by saying this is that God's judgment isn't your judgment. You might think they're odd or annoying, but that's maybe not what God thinks. A little bit of humility there would go a long way. And then finally, St. Peter, something we can take from it is just to praise good. He says to bless. And by bless, he means to praise. So we see some bad in other people, try to praise it internally. Try to find the good in them. Often we go right to the bad, but there's always the good there. And if you focus on that, it'll be much easier for your words to be kind and charitable. St. Teresa of Lisieux, in her childlike wisdom, she said this. She said, we must sweeten our minds by charitable thoughts. After that, the practice of patience will become almost natural. What she's saying there is that our thoughts have to be filled with this goodness. And if we change that, then out of the abundance of our heart, our words will be good. Our Lord, my dear faithful, He doesn't care about the externals. Our Lord, as St. Paul tells us, is like a two-edged sword. He penetrates past those externals. He reaches unto the division of the soul and the spirit, of the joints also and the marrow. He goes down to the very roots. He is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's what He cares about. What's in your heart? Our actions and our words, they show who we are. And so if we see something alarming in that, then we need to go to the source. And we need to make the inside of the cup clean. And if we do that, the outside will become clean. Let us always keep these words of our Lord very present to our minds, that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So let us have an abundance of goodness in our hearts. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.